Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. A song called And the Sea from the Los Angeles-based duo Poolside, one of the tracks on their new album called Heat, a follow-up to their 2012 album Pacific Standard Time. Poolside has been described as daytime disco, music you'd expect to hear while lounging by the side of a pool. Their sound is a mix of relaxed beats with a wash of smooth electronics and high vocals. It's tropical and not. Joining us now from NPR West in Culver City is Poolside, Philip Nikolich, a Danish-born DJ and producer. Philip, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by the other half of Poolside, DJ Jeffrey Paradise, who came to LA by way of San Francisco. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello, hello.
And I want to start with how I first heard of Poolside, and I was actually Poolside, which I'm sure is exactly where I should have been to hear it. I think I was in Las Vegas or something like that. And this song came on. This is Harvest Moon. Now, this is a Neil Young cover, although it doesn't really sound like Neil Young, but where does your sound come from?
I mean, it was a bit of a reaction to the music at the time. It was like very, too, yeah, very dubstep early 2011. And Philip and I were kind of at pool parties around LA hearing like that kind of dubstep sound that's very aggressive. And
I've heard it described as MDMA-fueled.
Well, that's the thing is like that you know, like it has its own place, but we just never felt that you should play like really energetic, aggressive, pumping music at a pool party where like that's where you want to like really relax and not, you know, be hyper. So yeah, that's definitely also a factor.
Had the phrase daytime disco already come into existence, or is that you guys?
That's us. We kind of coined the phrase.
You coined that.
Yeah.
And describe exactly what that means.
Well, for me, like, it was disco in general. Is if you listen to it much, it's all about, like, the nightlife and the disco ball and the crowd and Studio 54 kind of type tropes. However, there is kind of a few disco soul kind of songs that are very much suited for daytime chilling, but they don't really get a lot of time where you can play them as a DJ, so we set out to make music that kind of fit with that sound that doesn't really get a lot of airtime or credibility, or it's not its own genre.
And what have you found about who your audience is? Who wants this kind of music?
Well, that's the cool part, is that like there was a time in dance music especially where everything just got faster and harder and more kind of aggressive. And all of a sudden, for example, like Jeff's parents like love Poolside, and that's new to him because he's been in various like punk bands and stuff. And
they weren't big fans of those.
Yeah,
not at all.
So we have the age group for our music is really spread out, and we had like that. There was like a lady that came to one of our live shows in Costa Mesa that was probably like
retired,
70, we'll 80, call, yeah.
Wow.
And she drove far, and she like bought our T-shirt, and she's like, you know, yeah. And for some reason, that felt like way more awesome than like some teenagers or whatever.
It's yeah,
like,
yeah, it's pretty cool that we're playing like hippie festivals, and that's really cool. And then we play like a cool like house club one night, and then, you know, a big wide-ranging festival and has a, you know, all ages. It's cool.
And obviously like a lot of pool parties, so yeah.
But maybe soon nursing homes.
Potentially.
Not a problem, yeah.
Well, let's listen to a little bit from your new album. This is from the album Heat, and this is called Feel All Right. How did you guys meet?
It's actually a pretty cool story. I used to throw events in San Francisco, and I hired a band to come DJ an after party called Junior Senior from Denmark, which Philip was a touring bass player of. And he and I got to talking at the party, and kind of at the time, early 2000s, having a broad range of musical, you know, genres that you're into was pretty rare. Most people kind of had like, I'm into this and that's all. And he and I wound up chatting over like minimal techno and all sorts of other disco and electro that was popular at the time, and kind of just hit it off. And then we went to an after party, and Philip entered a beer drinking contest with one of my friends who was like known in San Francisco as the best beer drinker, and Philip won. And so I was instantly impressed, and we became, it was just kind of good buds for almost, it's like 17 years now or something.
So Philip, you won a beer drinking contest. What did Jeffrey do to impress you?
He just had this awesome party that was really, really, really fun, called Frisco Disco. It's still kind of like some of the funnest like DJ memories. So I came back to that club many times after.
What do you both listen to?
I'm like super obsessed with Spotify, and I kind of just like keep building this like one big playlist that I like to put on repeat. And It's funny because I don't listen to very much disco at home, at least. That's kind of like a different world. Like I listen to Scott Walker. Me and my girlfriend like to listen to Broadcast and Stereolab, but it's endless.
And Jeffrey, what about you?
I mostly listen to records, and I would definitely say my most played record is Neil Young, On the Beach, which I've listened to many, many times. And I just have like a set of like maybe 5 or 10 records that I listen to a lot, like T-Rex, Tanks, that album I really love. And those two, and then Kraftwerk I listen to a lot. I don't know, it's sort of those are just what I enjoy listening to while I kind of, when I'm in listening mode. And then there's a whole nother mode of like, okay, I'm gonna DJ, what do I want to hear, or things like that, where it's a different space where I'm on my computer listening to music.
Whose voice do we hear in some of your songs? Or is it
That's
both
me.
Of you?
That's me.
That's just you, Phil.
That's me.
I knew I recognized that from somewhere.
Yeah.
That's Philip's falsetto.
Let's listen to another song from the album, and I want to let you choose it. What would be a good song to listen to from Heat?
I like the Which Way to Paradise song a lot.
Yeah, which we have right here. What has been the most amazing moment for each of you over the course of your success with Poolside?
I mean, I think I can actually answer is like, when we started the band, we were in our 30s, and we kind of both thought like our career as like artists that perform was most likely coming to, you know, the last chapter. And Poolside was a very much a like, you know, for fun. You know, we had no expectations it would catch on. And I think for me, and something Philip and I speak about often, so is that, you know, we're just so grateful that by just some random chance that this project kind of had a lot of legs and has taken us all over the world, and we've gotten a chance to kind of do a lot more than we were expecting.
I have a specific addition to that story. Is like, for me personally, when we went on our first tour, I've always been playing in bands and stuff, but I never been able to sing and play an instrument at the same time, and I had to learn to play bass and sing on the same time. And if you ask most musicians, it's like, it's a weirdly impossible thing that all of a sudden clicks. But like, being in complete panic mode because I didn't believe it was gonna work out, but I had a deadline. I had like a little over a month. Was like one of the most amazing feelings, because like, you know, the older you get, the more you think you're not gonna like, you're not gonna learn like defining things in your life, you know. You're just like, you're more kind of like just like sitting on whatever you learned through your life, you know. So for me to learn something that was that groundbreaking for me personally was, I felt like a teenager. It was awesome.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly, yeah.
That's Filip Nikolic and Jeffrey Paradise of the duo Poolside. Their latest album is called Heat. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to Poolside's new album and their tour listings at hereandnow.org.